This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The ACLU lawsuit against one of the largest Catholic health systems in the nation seeks to assert that religious views and medical ethics must be separated. Again, alleging medical misconduct by asserting that five women served at Catholic hospitals needed abortions, the complainants seem to assert that Catholic directives must not be consistent with high-quality health care, specifically because they are Catholic directives. Aiding the Michigan ACLU, an associate professor at the University of Washington, asserts that abortion is the standard of care when fear of miscarriage presents itself. Utah Congressman Jason Chaffetz is challenging Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy for Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives. Chaffetz ably handled a recent hearing investigating Planned Parenthood. The House may vote this week for a replacement to John Boehner. This is Life News Radio. Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? Pray, and maybe even give up some food, to bring a culture of life. Troy Newman, head of Operation Rescue and board member of the group that recently investigated Planned Parenthood, finds himself deported from Australia after abortion advocates there laughably told immigration officials that the American pro-life advocate allegedly seeks the execution of abortionists. His speaking tour there is canceled for now. And in other news, the annual Life Chain again saw peaceful protest against abortion along major arterials. Sunday was the 28th annual event, and more locations across North America will hold Life Chains on October 25th. This has been Life News Radio.